Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Michael Simons here has a brand new restaurant, Angeline, which had a soft opening the last couple of days and is officially open for business tomorrow. Now, Michael's an old friend.
How are you, man?
And
come on over here, sit down.
My man, pots and pans. He's also a long-suffering Cleveland Brown fan. Who's had to deal with the fact that you have a former Met executive now making all decisions despite no background. He sits in the room with a clipboard, you know, crunching numbers all day. We have no interest in Carson Wentz. Can't play, not on our board. Boy, Wentz looks pretty good. Oh, how you doing, pal?
Not much. I love being part of a team that's traded down and missed on Julio Jones, Carson Wentz, and Mack in the past five years.
But I will give you this.
Khalil Mack as well. That's
at least you went to a World Series last year.
We did, and we won the
an NBA title. So, yep. So
we have LeBron.
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Jet fan. I'm a former Met fan. You could zip your lip. You won an NBA title. You were in a World Series, and eventually the Browns have to be decent because they have the worst team in football for 3 years.
Well, for 15 years, I've been saying to Boom, eventually the Browns have to be decent, but it doesn't seem to be happening.
Every year around the draft, he goes, who are we taking? Who are we taking? And I said, well, you should be taking Carson Wentz. He goes, we just traded. We're not taking Carson Wentz. I mean, it's really funny. He's so into it, which is amazing because, you know, you got the TV show, The Chew.
Yep.
We met you, obviously, on the
Iron
Food
Chef.
Network and the Iron Chef and everything else.
We made him.
You got so many things going on in your life. I told you last night, I don't think you're any more popular, or this has got to be the high point of your career. That restaurant, Angeline's, last night was great. It really was.
Thank
it was fantastic.
You.
Well, Boomer was bitching because, you know, I ordered all the food. And
he always does.
And
it's a pain in the ass.
When it got,
he's not as thin as he used to be.
I know.
He's
not.
Neither
he
are you.
He's very svelte.
As the food's making its way down the table away from me, there was a roadblock named Eddie Scazzeri, one of our producers. So Boomer's bitching, I didn't get any clams. Where's the rice bowls?
I want to show you this. I don't know if you can see this. So last night after we had dinner, okay?
Okay.
This is a hallway upstairs in the water club. Okay, outside of Craigie's room.
Right.
Craigie is about
40-yard dash, Mikey. 40-yard dash,
running 40-yard dashes.
After I ate at your restaurant.
After he ate dinner last night.
Is this pre-Rangers game or post-Rangers?
Right in the middle of the
Rangers game.
Yes. Nice.
In between your second and third periods. 5-1, by the way.
Now I know how you keep your girlish figure.
So he ran 7 40-yard dashes in that 80-yard hallway upstairs.
I'm like a Browns first round draft pick.
Right,
I ran a 5-1.
We had to roll him out of your restaurant.
You haven't changed since last night.
No, I'm in a new outfit.
I know you're not. So congratulations on Angeline.
Thank you.
I know
very
it's
much.
Been over a year that you've been, you know, prepping and working on it.
Yeah,
and
it's
exciting. It opened.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's we named the restaurant after my mom. So
yep.
You know, my mother is half Sicilian and half Greek, and you go through this thing. I mean, we opened our first restaurant almost 21 years ago now, and you guys have been to Alola in Cleveland, and you get to this point in your career, and then you open a restaurant, you put your mother's name on the front door, and there's this added pressure that I never suspected. Like, I walk through the front door, I see my mom's name, I'm like, ooh, we got to really make
it's a big
sure
deal.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Meatballs better be good tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it's a high-profile place. You're here at Borgata and everything else. Now, how much time will you spend here in this restaurant?
You know, a good amount, because, I mean, right now I've essentially been living at the Borgata for the better part of a month. We're getting ready for opening. Obviously, the official opening is
tomorrow night,
Saturday,
right?
Tomorrow night. But, it, you know, the nice thing about doing this now at this point in my career is I spend a lot of time in New York. So, you know, as you guys know, I'm 2 hours away and you get here quick. So
you become very bougie, though. I was telling the story about you on the air the other day.
What does that mean?
Because here's the deal. When we met you, you were a blue-collar kid from Cleveland busting his ass, trying to make his way in the restaurant.
I still am.
Which is very hard.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Boom, I am.
I love you, man, but you're not.
Here's what happened. You met Bobby Flay. And Bobby, who also grew up, you know, blue-collar kid, Upper East Side, kind of wandering
Upper
the streets
East Side,
of New York.
Blue-collar kid,
now,
Upper
Bobby's
East Side.
Story is actually a fascinating story.
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It really is. Like, Bobby didn't grow up, you know, in the lap of luxury.
No.
He had a tough way when he was a kid. And both of you.
Yeah, my dad worked at Ford Motor Company, you know.
And now, both of you. Wait, Mike, what do you got going on this weekend? Well, I'll be golfing in the Hamptons, Craig. If you want to come by the club, your name may or may not be at the front gate.
He's unbelievable.
Right?
But here's my thing. So what? You made it. Who cares? You work.
I have no complaints. You know, been very, very fortunate. We still put in, my wife and I and Doug still put in the 100-hour weeks.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm still, the way that my life works now, and it kind of always has worked this way, is we work 7 days a week, 100 hours a week, shut it down in August. That's like our little routine. But the beautiful thing is our son opened up a donut shop in Sag Harbor, a donut and coffee shop in Sag Harbor.
Is that on the corner, right?
Right on Main Street, yeah.
Right up on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
So, so that's one of the reasons we're out.
It was like $25 donuts?
$2.75. $2.75.
He's not charging enough then.
He should charge more.
But on top of all that, you have the Chew on ABC.
Right. We sixth season. We've done 1,200 episodes.
Remember when he first got the job there?
You're not going to believe what I got.
I got the job right away. I'm like, it was awesome.
By the way, after you got the job, and we were so happy for it, we celebrated. And then a year ago, Boom and I are watching you in our studio, and it's on closed captioning.
And you're folding sheets.
And you're folding sheets.
You're folding
sheets. You guys texted me, I know.
What the F is happening?
Well, you know,
we want to come get you.
We're a lifestyle show. So Mario and I, you know, we anchor a lot of the cooking things, but I've learned so many other things. Who knew that I could craft?
See,
I didn't think I had it in me.
I will say, folding a fitted sheet is very tough. I've never
almost
actually
impossible.
Been
attempted
it. Which is why our wives do it.
Yeah, almost impossible.
Anyhow, congrats. So official opening up tomorrow. You become a New Yorker now, and I know you go back to Cleveland.
Yeah,
when you can,
it's the nice thing about the Chew is we film 3 days a week. So,
which is a joke.
So I could get back and forth to Cleveland. It really makes it awesome.
I was telling Boomer the other day, I was over at NBC Universal in Stamford the other day. Maury Povich is there. And Maury comes off. He was filming a show. This is a random Thursday, literally a week ago. And I see him. We're BSing, whatever. And he goes, "That's it for the year." I go, "Excuse me?"
Because
he does like two or three shows a day. He films his ass off like Judge Judy for like 5 weeks. And I go, "Where are you going?"
Judge Judy has it down. If we could all be Judge Judy.
Yeah, make $50 million, work 3 weeks out of the year, yell at people, get away with it, and then move along. It ain't bad.
It's a good gig if you could get it.
You think your Cavs win? I know you want them to win again, but you're more worried about who? Golden State, I suppose.
Yeah,
not the Celtics, right?
Well, you still got to worry about the Celtics. I think they, you know, the team that I was worried about the most because the Cavs struggled with them all year were the Bulls. And then when Rondo goes down, it was kind of over. He was he stirred the drink in the postseason. But
now how do you feel when LeBron James or Kyrie Irving randomly decides, "I don't feel like playing tomorrow night. I ain't playing."
They were winding down from the regular season. No. LeBron's not a young man anymore. That he takes a couple days off.
And he's probably played more basketball games than anybody over the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
With all the playoff games and everything else. And I'll tell you, Craig and I were talking about this. So I'm not a big fan of them taking off. I'm not.
Either am I.
Because people pay good money to watch him play and buy his stickers and all that other stuff.
Right.
They screwed the people in Memphis. But his three-game run last year in the finals against the Golden State Warriors, it's got to be one of the great three-game runs of all time, given what happened to him and how Draymond Green just completely upset that series.
Oh, they made a horrible mistake, you know.
They
poked the bear.
That's exactly
don't poke the bear, man. You're making fun of the greatest player currently in the NBA. It just didn't work out for him. I mean, in his last 9 games, I think LeBron's averaging like 35, 10, and 8. I mean, the guy's
the guy can do whatever he wants to do. So
he's an animal.
So tell me about Cleveland. Is Cleveland still a football town? I mean, even as bad as the Browns are,
as bad as the Browns are, I think most Clevelanders would give up an NBA championship and a World Series for
a Super Bowl. In a minute.
You know?
So it's a football town first, always has been.
Always.
Ohio is always a football state first, especially with Ohio State, the Bengals, and everything else. I know that I don't want to mention who this guy is because I don't want to put it out there on blast.
Oh, you're going to give out a secret?
But he's got a buddy that I know who's actually a great football player, ex-football player, who texted you when they took Myles Garrett number one overall.
Marion Motley?
Well, he just said, you know, when he watched his film, they would show the film on ESPN, and he goes, "Man, I'd be embarrassed if I saw that film."
Really?
So, like, and everything that you read about the guy coming up was that he has a low motor. So some people said he's hurt. Some people said I have a question for you.
Yes.
So if someone has a low motor in college, everybody says, "Oh, Williams is one of the great motivators out of NFL defensive coordinators.
Right, okay, yeah, Greg Williams.
Could you motivate a guy that doesn't have a good motor? A 21-year-old man, shouldn't he be a self-starter at that
point? He should be a self-starter. So we never really know truly what the kid is like until he puts the uniform on in the pro game, because he's probably so gifted in college that he could just run past any tackle he's playing against. So now he'd be playing against real offensive tackles. He'd be going, I'm sure, against Joe Thomas every now and again in practice. And you'll find out pretty quickly as to whether or not the kid, who has talked a very good game here,
Very good.
He's talked a very good game coming up to the draft, can truly be the next J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, that type of player for your team. I'll tell you, if they would have passed on him, I think that they would have been ridiculed.
They
forever.
Couldn't have done
they had to
it.
Take
they had to pick him. But
the unless he was a quarterback.
Here's what killed me. Like, they take Garrett, fine. Then at 12, they did it again. They trade down. Hooker's there. Now I'm an Ohio guy.
So the safety from Ohio State.
Oh, my God, Malik Hooker. And then down later in the draft, they trade up, and I'm thinking they're going to get Foster. So
Reuben Foster, the linebacker out of Alabama.
Right. Well, so you are knee-deep in it, man.
Dude, so I was hoping Garrett, Hooker, Foster. And when I saw
three
Hooker
starters.
And Foster, I thought Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. As a guy that watched the Ravens all those years, I saw those two guys.
Well, right. That's a good point, because many people felt like Reuben Foster is the next Ray Lewis, but he fell because of some character issues and also
shoulders,
some shoulder problems. So San Francisco gets him with the 31st pick. But you guys get Jabril Preppers, maybe the best, I would say, overall athlete.
Incredible athlete.
But the question
just
is,
find a position.
You had an incredible athlete. His name was Terrell Pryor, and you lost him in free agency.
Unbelievable.
How much do you miss Johnny Manziel?
You know what? I'm one of the few. I cheered for him hard. And I think at the end of the day, you know, I got to meet him a couple times. He was a really nice guy. I think he was one of those guys. He had too many friends and couldn't say no to his friends, couldn't control his friends.
He's hit a lot in professional athletics.
Are you going to come back into the Fantasy Football League or maintain this?
Did you guys do it last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
we did it. Yep. Here's what happened. 3 years ago,
Scott Stapp
didn't pay. There was a story in the New York Post that there are people that didn't pay to be in our league, and it was a very bougie celebrity league. Every single one of you guys.
He likes the word bougie.
So here's what happens. So everyone paid. Everyone always pays. But they were going after Chris Christie at the time. So they were trying to figure out who in our league didn't pay. Was it you? Was it Bobby Flay? Was it Boomer? Was it Governor Christie? Whoever it might have been, right? Was it Kevin Connolly? Was it Scott Stapp? So I got phone calls from 9 publicists.
Oh, my God.
And people were panicked. Our client paid. He told us he paid. Get his name out of the paper. I go, my comment's in the paper. Everybody paid. It's all good. Well, then why did Boomer say we got a bunch of deadbeats in the league?
Because it's true.
And
that's why.
That was the whole story. So Bobby goes, I'm not in the league anymore because I don't want to deal with the BS. So we got to get you guys all back.
It was fun.
The real question is this. Have you found any athletic skills to the point where you could play softball with us in some of our games for charity? And if not, why not just come and barbecue for us?
Well, I don't know if bougie guys play softball. Yeah. I was a wrestler.
Oh,
so
by the way,
my softball skills are.
He's the bougie guy.
He is bougie. You know what? He comes in here in his pajamas, essentially.
Essentially.
He's got his sweatpants on.
That's right.
He wants everybody to think he's not fancy, but he's very fancy.
He's eccentric, is what he is.
He's eccentric.
So,
yes.
He's definitely
eccentric.
Rice balls here. What do you got? Roasted peppers over there?
So, yeah, roasted peppers with burrata with a little bit of aged balsamic, extra virgin olive oil.
It's 9:15 in the morning.
You got to have the arancini rice balls.
You know, fried food with cheese you could eat in the morning. It's legal.
Yeah, you
oh,
got
get it.
It. Hold on.
Yeah. I had one of those last night.
Right there, Biggs.
Why? Because they were all eaten before they got to me. You saw where I was sitting at the table, right?
You were at the wrong end.
Right, and Eddie Scazzeria, our board op, basically stopped everything from getting down to
this
our
looks
end
good.
Table.
I'll try this.
Yes, exactly.
Now, were you shocked when I walked in the kitchen on my own?
Well, no, I wasn't, because I'm used to that kind of stuff. But my business partner, Doug, just sees this large
upset.
Bald man
upset.
Walk into the kitchen. He's like, who's this guy? Who does this guy think he is? I'm throwing him right out. You know.
Well, listen, you know we love you. Congratulations.
Thanks,
the restaurant, the food was great.
Oh, man.
You can check it out here at Borgata. The official opening is tomorrow night. We were there last night, and I know you're doing a couple soft nights, but it was packed. And we're proud of you, and we're happy for it. And the food's great, and nothing but success.
I mean, the Borgata's awesome. We're super excited to be, you know, part of the family now. And to do a restaurant kind of that is a kickback to your youth and the food that you grew up eating. It's super exciting as a chef for me.
Well, great job, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.